Rab, so what? If the mother is a tzvi, though the mother is a deer, so even though the father was a tayish, so you only have at the most a mixaser. A mixaser is not enough. You only have to have a complete sir and not a mixaser. Hadamur says, Yomra Popper. Popper says, Hilkach, therefore, linyan kisi adam. Again, to the mitzvah of kisi adam, that applies to the dam of a chaya, not the dam of a behemoth, over matonis also, the mitzvah to give matonis kuna, the zroyim lechayim, over keva. That's only by a behemoth, and not by a chayim. Slay mishkachas, we only find the cases, ele b'tzvi ha'bola taisha. The case where a deer came and lived with a she-goat. So the mother was the goat. In this case, therefore, the Bein L'Rabbon and Bein L'Reb Lezer Misafkalu, according to both Rabbon and Lezer, the Sofik, he question the Zerav, are we afraid of the Zerav to make it a Mixas Chai here? Oiloi, of not. Say, from the gate to Kisi Adam, on Yom Tif L'Chur, you not be able to make a Shchita. Because there'll be a Sofik, in this case, if there'll be a Mitzvah Kisi Adam. Since the father was a Chaya, so if you'll question the Zerav, there'll be a mitzvah kisi adam. As far as the matanas go also, it will be told, as far as the matanas go, since here the mitzvah, the mother, was a taisha, so also it's called the seir. The only problem is, though, the father was a tzvi, so if you're choshen a zerav, it'll be called like a mikzah seir. And then the machlekes would be, the komisogi, the machlekes is, the seir, the afilu mikzah seir. The moshe by this mitzvah matnas kuna. So it turns out you have to have a seir. What about only mixas seir? So I'll be the machlokes seir. They both agree, yechashin lezerav. So therefore, there is a mixas tzvi involved, there's a mixas deer involved. That's a chaya. So it's only a mixas seir. So if you hold, you need seir gemura, you'll be potter from matonis. If you hold a mixas seir, then you'll be chayiv. And then what? L'inyin oisav yes benoi, where do we find the machlokes by the mitzvah of oisav yes benoi? Again, it applies to the father, to the mother, and to the kid. Mishkachas, so the machlokes would be, in both cases, bein betayish habola tzviya, whether it's a tayish that lived on a tzviya, whether it's a she-goat, a goat that lived on a tzviya. Again, bein betayish habola tzviya, that the father was a tayish here, that came on a tzviya on a she-deer, or bein the other way, bein betzvi, a deer, habola tayisha. I'll be machlokes both ways. By Oysuf Yisbenor, what's the machlokes talian? That petayish shabala tzviya, in a case where the father was the goat and the mother was the she deer. So again, the shaila is what Torah says. Oysuf Yisbenor on a seir. So liyusura, the shaila to be machmir. Will be machmir. There should be an issa of Oysuf Yisbenor, even though the mother is a tzviya. So what does Tzad say? It's also the Rabban and Savri, Dilma Choshin Lezerav. It's always a Sufik. So one Tzad say is Choshin Lezerav, and the father here was a goat. So therefore, it's called a goat, this Seir. And also Seir, Afilu Miksa Seir. Even though the mother is a deer, but since the father is a goat, so that's a Miksa Seir, and it could be Seir, Afilu Miksa Seir, Amrinan. And therefore, it'd be also Oisav Yisbenoi. V'yosad b'yosad, I'll be trying to rabbonin. For Reb Lezer Sovano, Reb Lezer holds, Nehina mi d'chayshin l'zerav, even if you're already afraid, you have a chshash, that maybe the zerav means something. Say the father was a tayish, the father's called the goat, that's called the mixaser. But so the rabbonin hold, Seh b'afilu mixaser l'amrina, we don't say that. Say if according to the rabbonin, according to Reb Lezer, there would not be a mitzvah voice of Yes B'nai. You'd be allowed to shech both of them together. Because even though the mother here is only mixa seir, that's not called the seir. And the same way Kabir Machoik is the other way around. Bitzvi habola taisha, where a deer lived with a she-goat. Same Machoikis. Or the Malkus. Now, communion, do you get Malkus or not? That Rabbonin, Tzav, Rabbonin hold like this. Nihina mi dechashin lezerav, even though yechashin lezerav. So even though the mother was a goat, but the father was a tzvi, the chur, it's not a complete goat, it's a part of a deer, maybe a potter. No, the territories they hold, and therefore it's for sure in Issa, Reisav, Yisbenoi, and Shech, both of them the same day, and therefore Makinulay, leave and get Malkus for that. It's like a Vada Issa. But Reb Lezer, Sava, no, Isurika, Avad, it's also to do it, because it's a Sufik, Issa, the Reis, it's a Sufik. But Malkus Leka, Bakopar Malka she would not receive. Why not? Isuri, because there is a nisa here, Dilma ein choshin lezerav. There is a tzad to say that you're not choshin lezerav. That we're going now, both of them all, there's only a suffix where they were choshin. So there is a tzad to say we're not choshin lezerav, and therefore, since the mother was a taisha here, fahai sem al yehu. And on that side, if you're not afraid of the father, then the mother is a complete goat. And on that side, it's rather yosa. But still, lemaisa malchus leka, we would not give you malchus for the sis if you shech both the mother and the kid, because we're still afraid. Maybe duma chishin lezerav. Maybe we are afraid of the zerav. And therefore, the father here was a tzvi, was a deer. And then it'll come out that this kid now is only a mixaser. And the Rabbanan Shita in the Rabbanan Shita would be the Seva, if you mix the Seva, I mean, that we don't say. So that's why the Machlek is according to Rablezo, it'll only be also to do it, but Malkus you won't get. But according to Rabbanan, if you hold Seva, if you mix the Seva, you get Malkus from Manashach. Now the Mordechai says, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, that Kvi, we had before what's a Sophic, whether it's a Chai or whether it's a Behemoth. Before we had, it was partially this case, a breed between a tzvi and a goat. Yudol's kvi is a berry from the atzmahi. It's a new type of creature. It's a new type of an animal. It's a berry from the atzmahi. Rashi says it means v'loy meklai behemah v'chai. It's not coming from a chai and a behemah like we have until now, that a deer lives with a goat. Why? Rashi says the svir leikos, this is review the holds, that ein chaya misaberes mebehema. A chaya, goat, a deer cannot become pregnant from a behema. And the absolute yos of lebehema mechaya. So therefore, according to him, what's the kviya? It's a new berry, it's a, such an animal, that's a suffix, what din does it have? It's a suffix whether this animal has a din, chaya to it, or does it have a din behema on it? That's what a kviya is. And the more says, le'yachriya b'chom, the chom not make a clear achro, a clear way, im min behemi, im min chai. It's like a self exactly what the din of this behemoth is. Is it called a chai or called a behemoth? Now, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rav Nachman Armano, kvi zeh, what is a kvi? That's ayel habar, that's a wild a ram. Rashi says, ayel zocher agodu biyorim, like a wild ram that grows in the forest. That's what a kvi is. But it's also a suffix whether it's a chai or whether it's a behemoth. And Moses says, Kitanoi, real to Machlokes Tanoim. Kvi zeh, what is the lock of a kvi? One says, Ayel Habar. It's a wild ayel, a wild ram. V'yeshem, some say, Zehabor minatayesh minatzvi, like we had before. That's where a goat lives with a she deer. There's a behema living with a chaya, and they have a kid, that's called a kviya. We have Yeshem, and no, kviya, some of the gifts, some of the views it should be, but, Kviya is called the barrier b'fnei atzmoi. It's a barrier by itself. And v'le'achriya b'chom, Chom didn't say clearly im min chaye, im min behema. That's the three sheets. That's exactly what a kvi is. But according to all of them, a kvi has a din of a suffix, whether it's a chaye, whether it's a behema. It's only shalom etzia. It's exactly what it is. Yeah. Nehemar says, we have shirang amir min behema. He holds no. Kvi is called the min behemah. He holds. Vishel base dushoy hoyim agadlin mien adorm adorm. And this place base dushoy, they used to grow flocks and flocks of them. So he holds for sure it's called the tzitzit behemah. Yeah, Rashi says mishpoch and across Hashem aviyah. Yeah. Such a shemashi is not even a suffix. He holds clearly it has a shem min behemah. Omer Rav Zera, Omer Rav Safra, Omer Rav Hamnuna, Hani Izi de Bolo, these goats that come from Bolo, Rashi says, mean Azei HaLavonon, the Izim that come from Lavonon, so Ksheres Agabim Mizbech, it's called a real good goat, and Ishnor, it's Yukoshet used for Korban. Why? Sovel he holds, Ki Hod Yom Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak says, that Ezeh Behemis Mona Kosef, the Torah in these parshas of Kabonis, like says 10 different types of animals. Yeah, Rashi says leheter achila la darker for korban. There are 10 animals the Torah talks about that's mutatit. Rashi says that's a shor, a ser, ksovim, v'seizim, ayol, tzvi, v'yachma, v'yakov, v'dishoin, v'toyu, v'zemer. There's no other behemoth or chayas like kosher teat. Therefore, these izim, they come from Allah. There's no suffer to say it's a minchaya, because it doesn't say minchaya here. So for sure, this type of regular goats that has a shame behemoth on it. So that's what he says. That's much to use for a korban. Yeah, so it says because Yod Rak Yodim Rabbi Yitzchak that Esther behemoth monarchos. So the Torah says 10 different types of animals. And Vesulah, there's no more. Fahani, therefore, these Ize Dubolo, Midolo Kechoshev Lu Behadi Chayis, the Torah Posa doesn't mention it, but there is a new Chaya, Ishvamino Diez Nino, Spechwals, a regular is a regular goat. So these goats have a shame, regular behemoth, it's Kosher for Corbin. Maske Vlo Ravacha Bar Yaakov, Yem, why not say no? Ayel Utsvi, the Posa says an Ayel and a Tzvi, yeah. So a ram and a deer. So prat, that's a prat, these two. Then it says kol behema, that's a klal. So maybe prat to klal, nasa klal moisav ala prat. And ikatuva, maybe there are a lot of other animals. Even though the Torah doesn't mention it, but maybe there are a lot of other animals that also that are muta. So when it says mkem, so that'll be pshat, that there'll be many more animals, kolhani prati lomli, like Rashi Chesh Benoist, eight other ones, why does the Torah have to say those eight? If you're saying you're including a lot of them, so you didn't have to say those eight. Elamites mashma, only these 10 are muta, and no other animals are muta teach. So therefore we don't make a prat or klal out of it. Maske v'lo ravacho bred raviko. V'dumme maybe mino diako ninu. No, maybe this ayol, this easy the bolo, is a type of an aku, which is a minchaya. The Torah says that the disaku. Omle Ravacha bred Rav Ravashi Vriyamla, some say Ravacha bred Rav Avira, Ravashi, Duma Mina the Tol, maybe it's a Minto, another type of a Chaya the Torah mentions. Or Mina the Zemaninu, these are three different Chayas the Torah mentions, maybe it's type of that. So I don't know if they say the Izabola is a regular A's, maybe it's one of those. Omle Rav Chonon Ravashi, Ameima Shori Tavayu. No, the Ravashi said the name of the Pshat is new for sure that this Ize, the Bola, the Shorat of Evi is marked with fats, Rashi is Lachila, Enechnami. Rashi says what? The Svirulei Chayis Nino, Enechnami. He also talked of the Yachayis. That's a locha, fat of a Chayis Mutter. So you see a name attack holds like that. That this Ize, the Bola, are not regalism, but they also have a Shem Chaya, and therefore he was marked them, to eat the fats of them. That's called the Ameima Shori Tavayu. A boy mine abo bred Rav Minyumin Barchiyom Ravihuna Ravihuna Barchiyom. Hani Izi de Bolo. These Izim come from Bolo, these goats that come from Bolo. Malagabi Mizbeach. Like, what's the loch? Are they taka have a loch of a behemoth that they be muto? Or is it called like a chaya that it's also? Some way said back to him, Ad kam le pligri Rav Yosi Rabon Nelo Vishohabar. It's only machlokes by a wild ox. You know what's like this? It's not like this. Shor habar, a wild ox, is min behemahu. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rav Yosi emino min chaya. It's a min chaya. To Rabbon and Tzavri, midim atag minun, turbulo minu de behemahu. Since that's a tagum, turbulo, it's a type of a behemah. Rav Yosi said, no, midiko choshev le behadi chayis, minu de chayihu. That's where the machlokes is. Avalhani divri akol minu de izaninu. But over here, this isn't the bull. Everybody agrees it's a regular goat. About it's called a behemoth. It'll be kosher for a korban. Maskevah Ravacha bred Raviko. V'dumino, maybe mino de yakoninu. This chaya. And amal Ravino Ravashi, v'dumino mino de to, oy mino de zemeninu. Amal Ravanach Ravashi, enechnami, that I may matak a shor tarayu. I may matak holds, you'll have to eat the fats of them. He tak holds it, that he tak holds, that this isn't the bully is not a behemoth, but rather it's a chaya. Therefore, the fat of it is muta. Now it says the Mishnah Ketchir Ashoichet. The Mishnah goes through the Cheshbonis here. That when do we have the Yisr Oisav Yes Benoi? That when do you get Malkus? That you only get Malkus on the second one here. Oisav Yes Benoi. So the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Shio, Kuno Mas Nisant Loik Reb Shimon. Our whole Mishnah from beginning to the end is Mashman Alak Reb Shimon Shita. That Reb Shimon Shita always is, that a Shchita Shena Ruya Loishma Shchita. And you're not chayiv mishum oisav yes benoi. And we'll see later, Shimon holds that Yishech, the Shor Nisko, Yipota. Shimon Shitra is, whenever Torah gives halachas about shchit, it's only a shchit that's mat, you teed it. for the shita does not make a mutter b'chilu, it's not called a shita. So for now, Mishnah, we shech these kochim lebachutz lemoshel. So therefore, since the first shchit is not called the shchit of Ruya, so it shouldn't be called the shchit. So you shech the kid afterwards, you should not get malchus for Yisrael Espanoi. And the Maya Mishnah doesn't hold like a Mishnah. Our Mishnah knows as long as you make a shchit, even though it's not matur pachila, still it's called the shchit. So he says the whole Mishnah doesn't like a Mishnah. Mimai, what's your proof? Midik Tony says like this. Yamidiko Tony, kochim machutz. Start off, you shech the first animal, the mother was a kochim machutz. So it says, what a rishin chayiv chorus, for shchut echutz. Oshneim Sulim, both are posel, the first one is posel Koshut Echutz, the second one is also posel Semchus Azman. Oshneim Sulim Masaboyim, you get Malkus twice. So the question is why? Michti, Shamilu, Shemuhir, Shemachita is the Yom HaShchita, Shainuruyelah Shemashchita. HaShchita is not matter, it Bachila is not called HaShchita. See, when you shechted the mother, since it was Kotshim Bachutz, so Kotshim Bachutz is not Mutatidit, so it shouldn't be called HaShchita. So in the kid also, it's not called a shchita. You shouldn't be get malchus for shchut echutz. So where it says, "Kamo mikta kotlei," the first one is done killing it. Rashi says the shchita is kotchim bachutz, shchita shen ruihi, because you can't eat from it. So as in the heid linyan shchut echutz the chayav koros. Anyway, I'm left to ask the kosef here that you shech the korban bachutz, even though it's not matter with machila, you chayav koros. Ah, you need a shchita. So rather, this punkt Reb Shimon is moedid, that's the Xeras HaKosov here. That Shchut Echutz, even though it's not a Shchita Ruya, the Torah says Yichayev Koros. Okay, good, that's the Xeras HaKosov. But if anything else, it's not called a Shchita. For Ki Sedam wouldn't be called a Shchita, or else here also, Foyse Vespinoi. So Akam HaMishnah said, the second one is Yet Malkus, Foyse Vespinoi. And the Maitzraya, HaMishnah is not hold like Reb Shimon. Yeah. Shemin the Gemara says, Miskavu Befnimu. Koros Naim Lechayev. If so, according to Reb Shimon, the second one should be mutter to make a shchita, because the mother shchita wasn't called a shchita. Here's a case: we took the mother shechted it outside, and then the second one, the kid, is shechting inside. See, we're shechting it inside right now. The chur should not be in his eyes to be espanoi. And now the rabba, Shein, according to Reb Shimon, will be miskabel befenimhu. And of course, if so, no, if I can't, if you shech the kid outside, right? So now really the kid is ruah to shecht inside. Because since the first shchita was not called a shchita, so the kid is mutter to shecht today. So since it's a korban, it could be brought inside. So now when you shecht it outside, you should be chayiv koros. Koros nami lechayiv. And our Mishnah says, no, in the second one, you're not chayiv koros. Why? Because since it's oisav, yes, b'nai, it's mechus hazaman. So you see, our Mishnah is not hold like a b'shimin. Then another case was, chulim b'fnim, let's see, shecht both of them, chulim b'fnim inside. So our Mishnah said, Shneim Psulim, both of them apostle, and Vasheni Sevgas Aboyim. The second one gets Malkus, Vaisevgas Benoi. So it's Kashta 1, Michti, let's see. Shemin, Lele Reb Shem, we hear Reb Shem, and Shita is the Yom he holds. Shita, Shein Ru, Yeloi Shema Shita. Shita is not Mat, with Pachil is not called a Shita. And so, Kama Mikta Kotle, this first one out, Yeshech Chulin Befnim, it's not Mutatidit. So it's Tam called like he killed the animal, it's not called a Shita. So then, Shani, am I serving as a boyim? What do you get Malkus on the second one for? It shouldn't be an Issa of Oisiv Espanoi. It's time also to do it. You're shechting Chulim Bifnim, it's also to do it. But Malkus, you shouldn't get the coins from Shimon. That's the Raya, our Mishnah is not holding up Shimon. Our Mishnah, even though the mother Shchita was not a Shchita, that's not with Tachila, still it's called a Shchita. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Kochim Bifnim. You shech both of them Kochim inside. As a Zorishan kosher or potter, that's good. The Hashem is serving as a boyim. The second one though is possible. Now, Michti, let's see. Shemin le Rabbi Shimon, the Yom HaShchita, Shein Ruyi lo Shem HaShchita. It's a Shchita as Kodshim, Na Mishchita Shein Ruyi hi. Why is it called the Shchita Shein Tassad? Even the mother Shchita should not be called the Shchita Ruyi. Why not? Because the Kamad le Zorak Dam le Mishtori Bosa. That Kozeman, you didn't make as weak as Adam on the mother, on the first korban, you can't eat from the basal. Therefore, b'shah shchita, when you shech the korban, since there's no head to teed it, it should always be considered a shchita and kochim was always a shchita shein aruya. It first becomes fit later when you make as weak as Adam. But right now, it's not called a good shchita. If so, shein ya myself against aboyim. So what do you get Malkus for then on the second one? Apostle, like why is the apostle? It should be okay. You shechted now what kochim here. This is going on you caught him with him. So why is the second one possible? The second one should not be nisa a waste of espinoi, so it should be kosher. So Ela Shramino, don't let Kerb Shimon, our Mishnah is not like Kerb Shimon. So Mor says, Kerb Shita, Tihachi Isa. So Kerb Shita, what's the Mor telling us? Shita, our Mishnah is not like Kerb Shimon, Avada. What's the Kiddush? According to Kerb Shimon, all these cases, the Shchita Shen, we use Leishme Shchita. And now Mishnah also does call the Shchita. So Mor says, yes, the one case is the Kiddush. Shchita of Kodshi Mitzvah, that's the Kiddush. That also does not work out according to Kerb Shimon. Because otherwise, Sal could die the Chamin, I would have thought to say, Shchita as kotshim as shchita ruya hi, that a shchita and kotshim is called a shchita ruya, even though you have to wait until you make a zrika sadam, but so what? The mice of the shchita was a good shchita. To her why? Inocha, because if you just slice the head off, make a nechira, just slice it, not make a shchita, and then you zorak dam, lo mishtar yibosa, for we don't have to teed it. But only v'chishochat, when you first make a shchita on the behemoth, on the korban, then you make a zrika, then mishtari bosa. So therefore, I would have thought to say a shchita ruihi, that the mind said this shchita is called the shchita ruihi, this is the shchita that's going to be matched with machila. Kamashma, that's the chiddush, no. Kamashma, that the mind said right after the shchita, there's no head to teach it yet. The mind said you have to wait till zrika sadam, so that's not considered the shchita's ruia. Since right after the shchita, you can't eat from it yet, that's not called the shchita, even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's the chiddush here. Yeah, Kamashma, no. The other Gemara says, "V'luka nami mishum lav d'mechusa zman." According to our Mishnah, that when you shech the mother first, so since the kid you can't shech today, it's called the mechusa zman. So what do you only get malchus vayseves benoi? She get malchus from mechusa zman. You shechting a korban not at the right time. She get malchus for that. The timing was done like this. Minayin, how do we know to say? L'chol ha'psulim she b'shor v'ser b'ser. Shur b'lo yirotz. Anytime there's a psul in the animal. In the shor and the seir, and you shecht it, that you're over this lav of lo yirotze. Whenever Torah says don't do something, it's a kachim. There's a lav involved also. Tamlem, the pasuk says v'shor v'seir saruah v'kolit, and then it says what lo yirotze. So Lina comes to teach us ala psulim she b'shor v'seir b'seir shub lo yirotze. That in time there's a psul, there's a mum in the korban. The korban is not fit to be brought. If you bring it, you should know you're over a lav. So the same thing should apply also by mechusas man. If it's not fit to be brought yet, it's also it's not ready yet. So there should be this lav of lo yirotza. Yeah. I said the Alpha said loy. I could be mechayev a shchita. Yeah. Mechayev an shchita for this lav of lo yirotza. So what's the nechlami? Kika choshev lav of yosef yis benoi. Our Mishnah only saying the cheshbon is how many malchus she gets for this lav of yosef yis benoi. But lav nuchroi lekachosher, but the other strange lavim, not with the din of Yisrael, no, that we're not talking about. So therefore, mechus hazman, we're not talking about that lav. So the Rosh says, no, it's not true. V'loi, v'kotshe machutz. We just also if you shech the korban bachutz, you get malchus, peshut echutz, and that's the lav nuchroi. You know, it's a strange lav. It's not a lav of Yisrael, it's benoim. Lekachosher, the Mishnah says it, the Tony says, kotshe machutz, harishne chayiv koros, which name says, gnesaboyim. So, Bishlei Mishen is Mishum Lav Yosef Yis Benoi. Elarishin Yishech the mother first, Amai. What do you get Malkus for? There's no Yosef Yis Benoi, Yishech that one first. Lav isn't it Mishum Lav the Shkut Echutz? You see, our Mishnah calls the Lav of Shkut Echutz included. So if we have Shkut Echutz included, we should also have the Lav of Leir Rotz or Mechus Zman included. It goes like this. Kol Heicha Delek Lav the Yosef Yis Benoi Chosh of Lav Nuchroi. When there are no other Lavs, then the pasuk puts in this lav. The Mishnah puts in this other lavim. But I tell you, b'cholhecha d'ikol lav yosef yis benoi. Any case that you like, the kid's case to you, even though it's mechus hazman, but since you have the yisav yosef yis benoi on the kid, therefore lechosh of lav nechroi. Then the Mishnah doesn't say another lav. If I buy the mother where there's no lav of yosef yis benoi, so there the Mishnah wants to say like you get malchus in the mother, just like on the kid. When the Mishnah says on the kid you get malchus, if there's malchus for yosef yis benoi, that's enough. We don't have to say another malchus for lav nuchroi. Since it has already one malchus, we don't mention it. But enechnami, avad, you do get malchus. Yeah. Reb Zeira Manol, hanach l'mechusazman. Mechusazman is different. The akosta of nitkul yesai. The Torah says clearly it's only in Isra said there's no lav, you don't get malchus. My timer was the reason Yom Kippur Apostle says, miyoyim hashmini v'holo yirotza. that from the eighth day onwards you could bring us a korban. So the deek is miyayim hashmini in mikor aloi and laf abo mechlal asay is asay, it's called an asay. So therefore mechus hazman is not included in the laf of lo yirotze, but here clearly it's only an isra asay. Because it's only an isra asay, that's why you don't get malchus. So it's good why the Mishnah doesn't say it. So it could be the Mishnah would say other lavin, because the maisa for mechus hazman there's no malchus. Right, yeah, we'll stop here.